Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Hawaii County Real Property Tax Office, key source for local property tax guidance. The source identifies the County of Hawaii Real Property Tax Office and links to its official Hawaii-focused property tax site. Real estate professionals in HI can rely on this office as the local point of contact for property tax-related information that affects valuation, transfers, and client advising. Use the County of Hawaii Real Property Tax Office website for authoritative tax details before advising HI clients. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Hawaii Realtor Commission 2026 Update. What sellers can expect. This source is a 2026 update that outlines the average realtor commission in Hawaii and how much Hawaii homeowners can expect to pay when selling, including ways to reduce the commission cost. For Hawaii real estate professionals, knowing prevailing commission expectations helps set accurate client pricing guidance and supports clearer fee-setting conversations. Review the Hawaii commission breakdown in the linked update, then use it to benchmark listing strategy and discuss savings options with clients. Hawaii real estate headlines. Netter Online HI Public Records and Property Search Portal. Netter Online's Hawaii page is presented as a centralized access point for Hawaii public record, including property records, property tax data, property searches, and assessor-related information. For HI real estate professionals, consolidated access to public records, assessor details, and tax information can streamline transaction due diligence and listing preparation. Use the linked Netter Online HI page to verify property, tax, and assessor records directly when supporting clients. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Honolulu Real Estate Commission 2026 survey shows 5.51% average. A February 2026 survey of Honolulu real estate agents found the average commission at 5.51%, below the 5.70% national average. For HI professionals, this provides a current local benchmark for setting commission expectations and pricing strategy in client conversations. Use this 2026 Honolulu rate, 5.51%, as a reference point when discussing fee structure with sellers and buyers. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Hawaii Realtor Commission Fees, 2026 survey shows 5.51% average. A February 2026 survey of Hawaii real estate agents reported an average real estate commission rate of 5.51%, below the 5.70% national average. This gives HI professionals a current local benchmark for setting or evaluating commission structures in a changing market. Use the 5.51% figure from the Hawaii survey as a reference point when reviewing your listing and buyer-side commission strategy. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners, regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.